there could be only one gospel for today's feast. The gospel of the miraculous raising back to life out of the widowed son of man. There are no two such combinations in the Church's liturgy of mother and son, honor the saints on two successive days. And of course, logically, the mother comes first. There is no feast in the year that means more to me personally. My mother was a widow, and she prayed hard. We know the story. Augustine, for over 30 years, lived in the grossest kind of immorality and in the worst kind of error. He was a debauched Manichaean. He held, and how logical can you be, that there are two gods, not just one? A good God responsible for everything good, and the evil God for everything evil. Monica's prayers and tears were mainly that her son would be converted from error. In the ninth book of his Confessions, the greatest autobiography of all time, Augustine describes how shortly before his mother died, he and his mother were in conversation, actually in joint ecstasy. And she told him, "Son, I have nothing more to live for. For years I prayed and wept that you might become a Catholic Christian." Remember that combination. "And you are that now. I am ready to die in peace." And she died shortly after. Her prayers were answered. Her mission was fulfilled. There are so many lessons we can learn from today's feasts and from today's saints. The first, of course, is how powerful, how almost omnipotently powerful is prayer to convert sinners. Your community should have a very special devotion to Saint Monica, because whatever other purpose you have, surely one is that by your sacrificial prayers you might convert sinners, including, may God forgive them, sinful priests. we might almost say, this is the main reason why God allows so much sin. In order to invoke and evoke corresponding depths of prayer. When Monica, years before her son's conversion, talked to Bishop Ambrose of Milan and told him, for years I've been praying for this son of mine. He assured her, such fervent prayers as you have been offering, God will surely answer. We believe, don't we, that God always answers prayer. And we ask, according to His will, is there anything that is more surely God's will than the conversion of sinners? Prayer for sinners, God provided it is, made with a sincere heart, He always gives the grace. So that the only sinners who will be lost would be those who have no one to pray for them. But that's not the only lesson of today's feast. Because it's not just prayer, vocalizing the petition, asking God to have mercy. It is prayer indeed, but prayer joined to a holy life. Monica is a saint, not only because she prayed, but because she was a praying saint. Saint James tells us, the prayer of the just man is always heard. Hear it? And the certitude of having our prayers answered, especially for sinners, is in proportion to our holiness. If you ever wanted a motive, here's one, for living a holy life, so that your prayers for sinners might be answered. Monica was a holy woman. And although it's not commonly adverted to, and not even referred to in the liturgy, she converted two great sinners. Her husband, Patricius. I suppose it doesn't come up in the liturgy because Patricius never became a saint. Otherwise known as Patrick. That is his Roman name. The more holy we are, the more surely our prayers will be answered. But one more lesson. And what a lesson this is. Not only does God permit sin in the world in order that others might pray and thus merit the conversion of the one who had been estranged from God. But the more fervently we pray, the more surely God will not just convert that sinner, but as in Monica's case, change the sinner into one of the church's greatest saints. All I know about Augustine, and that's tomorrow. We'll talk about him tomorrow. But all I know about Augustine, and it's plenty, is that under God he would never have become the greatest mind, in my estimation, in the church's whole history after St. Paul. His insights have affected the world and will until the end of time. They were possible only because, once converted from sin, he was also converted to the truth. He saw plainly and deeply into the truth of God only because, again, under God, he had been so deeply steeped in error before. Let us ask money to obtain for us something of our own deep anguish at witnessing sin. Something of our own desire that sinners might return to God. Something of our own understanding of how important it is if our prayers for sinners are to be heard, that we ourselves are sinless. It is sinless prayers that convert sinners. And finally, to ask her to enlighten us about ourselves.